Brothers Radio. Believe it.
You're listening to Carib Voice Radio, and this is Spirituality in the Mix for another Sunday. I want you to know whatever you're going to go through in this generation is going to be okay. You've got to make it okay. You've just got to be able to say whatever. Here's Tony Norville coming at you and letting you know that it's going to be okay. Through everything that you're going through or have gone through now, especially now, keep us on the log. We're going to be right back. Yeah, I'm telling you, you can't mix stuff like this up. It's got to be good stuff. It's got to be good stuff. Yeah, I love this song. I love this young lady. She's family to me. She's family. And, you know, last week I was talking a little bit about Genesis and why we were created. And what our vision is supposed to be for our lives on earth. And I was saying, beyond race, creed, color, nationality, spiritual origin, or whatever, you have to have an understanding that you were the final chapter for the new beginnings for the continuation of the earth. It's a very important thing to recognize that, you know, if you're, and I've always said this and I continue to say it all the time, you know, because I want you to go back and I want you to take a second look at your physical being on the earth, magnetized to the earth by a brain that has a mind that is in your cranium that allows you to have events of cognitive ability, you know, to think, to feel, to act, the senses. And what goes beyond that is your sixth sense, the thing that you cannot see, the controller. And I want you to understand that what I think and what I believe over 30 years, because I've tested it. And you can't just test something among one group of people and say, well, that's the norm. You have to test it with friendships and relationships, and that's why you need each other. So I'm going to talk today about your attitude of attendance inside of your vision, because I think that is a very crucial thing to stop and think about, because you exist every single day. So during your existence, what is your vision for being here? Is it something that someone somewhere somehow told you, or is it a part of the development system of your presence here? Meaning, have you taken the time out to sit back and look at what your five senses support? Can you touch this, smell? All of these different things. And some people don't have all of them. I was born without the voice. But the voice became a part of me after the episodes took place that I remembered, because the other visual cues, my eyes, the noise, the ears that can hear, all of these were all of the pieces I had. I just couldn't speak. And so as I revisit my life and I reflect on yours, because you matter. You matter just as much as I do in the changing course of time. If there's me and there's no you, it doesn't make sense. It's not a great thing. That is why I always tell people I think in a dual manner. If I'm thinking about something that is good for me, I'm going to think about something that is good for you, because it makes basic sense to me to care about you inside the storm, outside of the storm of life. And that is part of my attitude of attendance. So they asked me a very important question years ago. And they said, well, Aubrey, you're a smart guy. You seem to be very smart. Why do you care about people whether they like you or not? It's a calling. It's a part of the vision that God created for me in my life. I walked away, ran away, drove away from all of this stuff. And the next thing you know, I'm cycled right back into the caring process, the authentic caring process. But I learned a lot of different things because of music, because of people's behavior, whether it's degenerative or whether it's a proud moment or whether it's a nonchalant type of moment. I've learned many things from many people. And a friend of mine once told me that, you know, Aubrey, I want to submit for your consideration that there are two types of people in the world. And I said, okay, let me have it. And they said they're rats and they're ticks. And she said, the only difference between the rat and the tick scenario is that with the rat, while they're biting into you and trying to take your life, they are cooling it down while they're doing it, so you don't even feel when they're biting you. A tick comes along and it grabs and it sucks and it's done, drops off of you. But the rat is the most dangerous person. And I said, well, in my attitude of attendance in life, am I a rat? Am I a tick? And I do not subscribe to either one, because I know I'm better than that. And the more I was told I wasn't worthy, the more I became even more worthy. The more I was told, I don't want you, I don't care about you, the more I began to generate a conscious ability to start loving myself even more. And that love that I created inside of myself for the continuation of my journey here on the earth came with a lot of negative progressions as a part of the process. People betrayed me. People betrayed you. How do you handle that? People come and sometimes they sit inside of your face and they tell you, this is what I'm going to do, but they don't really want to do it. I love you, but they don't really love you. That is their attitude of attendance. But I submit for your consideration, if you ever come into my way of life in terms of my space, you must understand a couple of things about Aubrey Padmore. Number one, if I promise you something, I will fulfill it. It might not be in your time, in your season, but it comes with a stamp that I said, if I'm going to do it, I have decided that this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to pursue that even when you're sleeping, when you think I forget. That is my attitude of attendance, and I will never forget you because it is important. So if you treat me kindly, I won't forget you. If you treat me or try to treat me poorly, I will not forget you. You cannot disrespect me because I'm not going to allow the disenfranchisement to occur in my zone. I will send it back to you because it has absolutely no qualified value inside of my attitude of attendance, inside of my vision. My vision for my life is to be the one guy that comes at you authentically and be a part of the helping process. And sometimes I want you to understand that when someone uses the term help, it does not mean that you are going to stand by the side of the road, have that person do all of the work for you, and you get up and you get excited about what they're doing and say, it's me that did it. A lot of pain and hurt inside the attitude of attendance comes because people have not been given their kudos. It is very important inside of your attitude of attendance to say to someone, thank you. I've been working for years, and I've done a lot of great things, and I'm not telling it to you because I want you to say to me, thank you. I've already told myself thank you when the people don't say thank you, because it helps me to balance my sphere of thinking. It helps to adjust my attitude so I can be of a proper attendance inside of my vision, because it's important. And years ago when I started out and I figured out I could do more than one thing at the same time, if I put it all on a wheel, I realized that I was onto something. And back then, inside of my attitude of attendance, people were saying, Aubrey, you are doing too much. You must focus. One guy said to me, if you would focus on just one thing, you'd be dangerous. And I told him, I'm focusing on one thing. My attitude of attendance to you, to myself, to my vision, to my family. That's why I show up here every day inside of someone's line item as a part of my attitude of attendance. Because every time you get hired in a job or you hire yourself in your own business construct, that is you having the opportunity to have an attitude of attendance to what you're doing. Some people will say, I don't have to leave home, but I can make it work. Yes, you can. It's true. And in these times right now, where we are on a lockdown in a sense, and even more so in this season, when the whole construct of work has changed. The whole construct of attendance to living, existing, and being prosperous has changed. It is important for you to be able to define how are you going to source an opportunity that allows you to have an attitude of attendance in life. Because that builds your legacy. That keeps you capable. And I'm going to say that to you now. As a speaker, I am grateful for the opportunity to speak. That's my attitude of attendance in the word. Because when I was born, I couldn't speak. And someone said to me yesterday, well, why do you keep sharing that? I said, sometimes people don't remember you 5 minutes before you leave the room. You have to let them know that you still remember them. There are times when I realized that the best voice I had on my team and inside of my space and inside of my inheritance for me to have an attitude of attendance was the silence. Because I could hear more when I see you. I could hear more when I felt your heartbeat. I could feel more when I watched your eyes twitched. I could feel the rhythm of the wind more because I couldn't speak. And now I have resolved to remember the first attitude of attendance when the silence was driven around me. And when people would walk by And back then in Barbados, where I grew up, and I love to say Barbados because I really love my country, I don't like the behaviors and the class system that has become a consistent construct for negative progression. I hate that with a balanced patience because it has to change. It has to change. It must change. You cannot sit inside of an attitude of attendance and be quiet. The more quiet you are, the more pain is going to erupt inside of your spirit. And when more pain erupts inside of your spirit and there's nowhere to go, it's going to lash out. That is why in some instances you must speak. But there are only two conversations in the hemisphere, in the universe. It has to either be vertical or it has to be horizontal. And in most cases, horizontal happens more frequently than the vertical. Because in the horizontal, when you get mad at someone that you think has harmed you, you will share it with your neighbor who will graciously be happy to speak ill of you and keep that class system, that negative progression going because they don't care about anything else than having you hurt because they are hurting. And sometimes they hurt so much that when you come to help, you now become a victim. Because they're going to look at you, and as has happened to me consistently. And some people would ask me, well, why do you keep trying? Those people don't care. I'm not doing it for you alone. My attitude of attendance is to serve the mission and the vision for why I was birthed. And that means that I have to respond to God. I don't have to respond to you. I don't have to get mad at you. If you harmed me 10 years ago, I can deliver 40 years later. To help you to understand that I didn't forget you. And I don't have to carry the pressure. You don't have to carry the pressure of hate. You don't have to carry the negative progression of greed. Or be envious. You don't know what the package delivered in that person's life that is called pain looks like. And you don't want it. So don't be jealous. Don't waste time being jealous. You should be wasting time or making time rather. Being progressive in a constructive action, a construction that you create to help to alleviate your pain and suffering and elevate you to the next level of your life. That is what is key. It's what is key for me. It's what is key for you. It's what has been key for a lot of people around the world. As a matter of fact, everyone is functioning on a similar promissory note inside of their attitude of attendance. When you ask them, well, why are you doing this or that? It's because that's my family's legacy. That was my promissory note laid down before I was born that has been passed on to me. And it's sometimes a plot of land. But we come and we utilize land and we leave land. And we can't take any of this stuff with us when we pass through the secondary portal as a part of our attitude of attendance to living. So inside of your vision, your conscious ability to sit down and ask yourself one question, who am I and what do I want and why? Who am I, what do I want and why? And if you're going to begin, like what is happening right now, as I see across the world, as I peep, I see a lot of hate, I see a lot of greed, I see a lot of envy based on those promissory notes I mentioned before. But we don't even give ourselves the time to say, let's have a conversation. It's always about murder. It's always about death. It's always about killing. It's always about hating. But as my grandmother would say, if you say A, then you have to say B. You have to balance the accusatory statement that I talked about last week. Inside spirituality in the mix. And for those who were asking last week, spirituality in the mix is one of the 10 steps derivative out of my workshop that I teach every single day. Even if I don't have a student, I teach it to myself. Just like when an author comes to me and say, Aubrey, I have a problem. I would say, well, didn't you write the book on how to solve this problem? And then I would say, have you, as part of your attitude of attendance, read your own book as a buyer? Did you even buy your own book? But why do I need to buy my own book? I wrote it because you are a buyer. You're the first buyer. You buy into what you're teaching so that it becomes vintage Like a nice wine. If you are teaching, it must become a winery. It must mature and become even stronger, tastier as the age goes by, because truth inside of the conversation of your attitude of attendance is perpetual. It'll never change. But you've got to learn to manage your skills and abilities and relate them back to your culture. And culture means the things that make you do what you do. Are you subscribing today to someone else's culture, or have you qualified your culture of behavior inside of the attitude of attendance? Today it's about attitude of attendance, but it's inside of your vision. What does your value look like? What do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror? Are you happy with that? Are you happy with cascading negative conversations about people every day? Or do you go horizontal? Do you go vertical? Now, if you're going vertical, that means you're getting into a conversation with your maker. That means that when you're attacked and driven towards a negative progression, you go to God and you say, "Hey, God, what the heck is going on? What can I do about this?" But if you call the neighbor doesn't like Aubrey or Jasper or whoever else it is. So they're going to say some brilliant, stupid things. Like, you know, how can he be someone of any value? Look at the family he comes from. So now it gets into the lineage of who you are, and that creates a conversation about who you should be, could be, would be in any way, shape, or form, because could be, should be, would be needs an accusatory statement also. And that is part of the attitude of attendance. Now, why do I mention this and constantly talk about Barbados? Because when I was growing up, not just being mute, I didn't even know that we were such a powerful nation, powerful leaders. We boasted about being able to speak English properly. And that we had a secondary backup called Bajan that we would speak, a dialect, if you will. But as I investigate the globe and I investigate the infusion of the empire from Britain all the way back into history, I recognize that they were a bodacious group of people. That they would take control of every country in the world. And now as we look around and we hear, I'm not saying it because I don't know. I'm saying it because, number one, I studied it. And number two, I'm reading the media. And if the media is correct, they're now saying, "I apologize." I think Kurt Brown said it in one of his songs too. But our attitude of attendance, we need to understand that when people are crying in the wilderness, they are going to come with a different frame of reference. They're going to have different conversations. They're going to have different music. Sometimes they'll come to you as soca, and you will complain, "That does not fit my model of attitude of attendance, because this is what I believe and why." But you're not looking at the pain and suffering that produced the lyrical splendor for them to be having a conversation with you. And if they use words, because you've been taught now to be decent in terms of the British norm and the language, so you can't say any of that stuff, because guess what? It does not produce decency. And to be honest with you, I looked even deeper into the whole attitude of attendance and my presence on the earth. I don't think that the word nigger has any value. We created it and we agreed to it, and now we call each other that, and we put a platform of indifference into it. So now we walk around killing each other, hitting on each other, and negative self-talk, and we wonder why we are going down the drain. It does not make any type of sense. If you don't like someone or something and your attitude of attendance is to step away. Some people start moving away from me and I notice them moving away. I don't call them and tell them stop. I try to help them to leave if they don't have enough regard and understanding my frame of reference. I want them to go. I may even beg them to go. Why? Because I have unconditional love. The guy who was left in the gutter with no voice, called dummy, created a model of love that he understood was necessary to consistently and persistently push him when the gutter shows up, the gutter trash bad behavior. Because it's all about bad behavior when you stop and think about it. I'm going to play a tune for you here, Conditional Love, Tony Norville. Now, when I say Tony's family, I mean it. Because we've been through a lot together in terms of conversation, behaviors, and understanding each other. And I'll tell you something, I was going through a very difficult time 1 year. And a song was sent to me. And I just played it to you. And then a second song was sent, Reach Out in Faith. But that's not coming up yet. We're going to do unconditional love to help you balance the understanding between what I just said and how your life can be changed if you understand your value inheritance in terms of your attitude of attendance to your space, your life, your love. I'm telling you. This is what I'm talking about right here on Carib Voice Radio. Inside spirituality in the mix. As we get ready to close down the show in this 30-minute segment, we're trying to hold it at 30 minutes or thereabouts because we want you to take the time to review and to reflect on this show and to really work hard towards taking away what you can. Now, we have to begin to have actual, real conversations. And some of us need to become wordsmiths now. Now, some of you will listen to this and you will say, well, did he just say that? Yes, I did. And I want you to stop and think, how can you flip that word? How can you look at it and really, what kind of relationship do you have with it? Or those two words, rather. But in whatever you do, I will encourage you to reach out in faith. Because that is where it begins, inside of attitude of attendance. Because everything that you're looking to do is not already in front of you. Support systems are going to come to help you, and some are going to come to hurt you. If it happened to me, it can happen to you, because I'm no better than you are. I'm just standing up and saying, you know what, I've seen what I've seen, and I've got to share it because it's important. And one of the reasons I put this fusion of spirituality in the mix of your life inside of my workshop is because you are constantly asking yourself a couple of questions. One, who am I? Who am I really, and why am I here? And that's a question that now eludes to being spiritual. Spirituality, your spirit, you're questioning your presence in the universe. So then you have to now look at your spirituality of that moment. And it doesn't have to do with religion, by the way. Because what I said last week still remains the same. When you have a disagreement, you're going to create a different sect. If you don't want to investigate and recognize that on the journey of life, you're going to have differences. But if the truth prevails, those behaviors will come back around in a circle. Because I always say, the truth flows in a circle. And not just one circle. As a matter of fact, in my totally humble but accurate opinion, it moves more like an atom. So that circle becomes a flow. And that creates life. So as you get ready for this week, I hope that this show has helped you. I know it's helped me. And I'm excited about the changes that I'm putting in place as I set my goals and I move forward and I preempt people, places, animals, and things that do not belong in my life anymore. It's real. Believe that. Reach out in faith. Come your way.
when Jesus carried his cross down Calvary's road, he had you on his mind. He knew he would meet you here at your crossroad, at this place and time. So reach out.
Yeah, that's right. Reach out in faith. As I said earlier in this conversation, we split into religious sects. We are sect. In this case, the song references Jesus. Explore. Explore the option of even the commencement sermon for the conversation for what Christianity looks like. Put it in your faith chapter, belief system. Go out and challenge what you believe. That is a part of your attitude, attendance, inside of your vision. Don't just show up with somebody else's conversation and say it's yours too. That means you're lying to yourself. And keep it positive. I have a special feature that I'm going to be doing after the show, and I'll let you know about it. There has been a conversation in life that I've been watching, gaining traction, losing traction. And the question is, should men cry? Should men cry? Well, I'm going to say to you, and I'm going to have that conversation in another session. And it's going to be real men cry. And I'm going to explain it to you. And how and why. And how powerful that is, like thunder. So look out. When a man is crying, he is serious. Keep us on the lock as we come your way. I hope you enjoy this show. We're closing out. Yeah! Can't make this stuff up. It's great stuff.
Radio.
Believe it.